Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The last few days have been rather hot, with the sun shining brightly, leaving us searching for a little shade, perhaps. Today's no exception, and a project called South Dakota Home Garden from SDPB has us talking today about shade plants. Eric Helland is owner and president of Landscape Garden Center in Sioux Falls, and he's joining us today with more. Eric, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
All right. Let's find some shade. Let's talk about some popular kind of shade plants.
Yeah, so shade plants, this is the perfect time to be working in the shade, especially for the past 2 days, and then even looking forward, especially now that the leaves have all pretty much leafed out in the tree on the trees. You can be able to tell how much shade is underneath and where shade is where it's going on. So the plants that are always good standbys are hostas and coral bells bleeding hearts, things that are, have, you know, those have a few flowers on them. Coral bells are another one that do well in the partial shade. These plants still need to have moist soil, so I try to, you know, make sure that they're in an area, especially if they're underneath trees, that today, in the past week, the trees have been just sucking hundreds of gallons of water out of the soil. So make sure to even, while you're watering your lawn, is to even water the trees and those plants that are underneath the trees, because they're going to definitely need it too.
Yeah. How much, you know, shade is too much shade? How much sun do I need? How do I kind of figure out that balance between, you know, what might seem shady to me when I leave to work, you know, leave for work, when I come home, it might seem shady and really it's not. So how do we kind of make some of those decisions?
Right. Great question, Lori. What I always say is if grass is growing underneath there and it's thick, then that's considered full sun. If it's thin or sparsely, has sparse amounts of grass in there, then that's part shade. And then if you have moss growing on the ground underneath in the shade or whatever, then that's going to be kind of a full shade. So you can kind of use Mother Nature as as your litmus test of what things work. And so, you know, things that are full shade, there's not a lot of plants that do extremely well in full shade. Like ferns do very, very well in full shade. And even that part shade, the Dicentra, the bleeding heart, does well. And some hostas do pretty well. And then there's also some hostas that will do well in the sun, too.
So talk about, you know, why people love some of these plants, because so much of what we've talked about already this season in these conversations about, you know, beautiful blossoms and, you know, how to get more blossoms and you know, how to make sure that you get that riot of color that we love. Shade plants are different. They don't necessarily flower as much, right?
Right, yeah. Another great point, Laura, you bring up is that the shade plants, you're going to be looking at the texture and the foliage color, and that's what's going to kind of help develop the landscape underneath or in that shaded area. Don't expect big flowers. In fact, if you see any flowers, they will be fairly insignificant. You might have just a smattering of them. Like even bleeding heart, they're kind of small. That might be actually one of the bigger flowers in a shaded area. But the coral bells, those have great foliage color. The hostas, of course. The astilbe is another one that would be kind of a part sun, part shade type plant. That one will have a good-sized feathery flower. That works really well. I always say is on the east side of a house, because then it's shaded in the afternoon. That's a good place to put things like that. But you're absolutely right. The foliage is the winner there. And it just, as long as we don't have hailstorms, then your foliage looks absolutely amazing.
Do you need to cover them it's too late for that now, but back in May, it was there, you know, do you need to cover ferns or hostas or protect them at all? Or are they hardier and you don't have to worry about that late frost in May or so?
Yeah, no, if you had plants that were already in the ground and you'd see those fingers coming up, then those do really well through the kind of the harsh environment. A lot of those shade plants are tougher than any of the ones that are in the sun. And to me, they kind of are they're always nice to use because they kind of just bring the canopy of the tree up above you, but then it just kind of gives it some other type of interest below rather than having just a turf or grass or just an empty planting bed.
Yeah. How often, you mentioned watering, and I'm just wondering, like, how often is it based on the weather? Is it based on just you should make it part of your plan when you mow your grass, or like, how often you water things in the shade?
So watering in the shade, or just even right now, in general, right now, what I would do is I would be making sure that when you're watering, do a deep, deep, long waters. And what I mean by that is it's a slow trickle, and you just let it saturate the ground around the whole entire area, or put a sprinkler underneath there and put it on there for a few hours. That way that water just kind of sits in there and it penetrates down into that subsoil or into that subgrade, because then that way it makes those roots continue to reach out for water. And then also it helps the tree in taking up that water rather than stealing water from the plants.
In our remaining time, let's talk about planning, how this is going to look, because so much you might have guessed about my shade plants is accidental, and I'm delighted that people who lived here before me thought about it. But if you're planning out a new space, what are some of the considerations for how you want this to look if it's a shade plant garden?
Well, I think the best thing to do is just look around. Do you have moss that's growing on the ground? If you do, there's a lot of possibilities with that. If you don't have any moss, if the grass is growing really thick, well, then maybe you don't have a shaded area. Maybe it's a partial shade or partial sun, to where you could experiment with a combination of both types of plants, both things that flower and shade plants. You can always do that based on that area. And so it's just kind of taking a look at the space, look around that space and see what else is growing well or what is not. That's probably the biggest hint that I'd give everybody.
Eric, Helen, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, and you can find out more on our website at sdpb.org. Eric, thank you.
Thank you, Lori.